Strong and inspiring is not the way you would normally describe a garden slug. But for one group of scientists, that's what garden slugs are. The scientists have created a slime-like material inspired by slugs that might one day be used to heal wounds. NPR's Raelle and Bichelle reports.
A common garden slug has a minor superpower. It can glue itself to wet surfaces while remaining bendy. And that, says Jen Yu Lee, is something special.
Very sticky and also very strong.
Lee is a materials scientist with Harvard's Wyss Institute for Biologically Inspired Engineering. He was combing through scientific papers for clues on how to make a better surgical adhesive, something that could repair a delicate organ better than stitches or staples, when he came across a description of the slug's goo.
So they will secrete mucus.
When the slug gets scared, it oozes defensive mucus, sticky enough that if a bird tried to pry the slug off a leaf, Lee says, even a wet leaf, it could stay safely in place, like chewing gum on a shoe.
So that kind of inspired us to create a similar material system.
They ended up creating a gel-like patch using similar ingredients to the mucus. As Lee and his colleagues write in the journal Science, the material successfully stuck to bloody, beating pig hearts. It patched holes in rat livers and didn't cause damage to human cells. Lee says it's as good at sticking to organs as cartilage is at sticking to bone. Nassim Anabi, a chemical engineer with Northeastern University and Harvard Medical School, says this material stands out.
Yeah, it's a very interesting paper.
Because with other surgical sealants, there's usually a trade-off. Either it's really sticky, but also rigid and toxic, like superglue, or it's safe and flexible, but bad at sticking to wet or bloody surfaces. In some procedures, she says, a good adhesive is really necessary, like in lung surgery. Air can leak out of a stitched-up wound.
So we definitely need to cover the suture with a surgical glue that can stop these leakages.
A material like the one Lee developed could really help. But Anabi says it would probably take years of testing before it might be available for use in humans. Raelle and Bichelle, NPR News.